Right, we're here at the conclusion of the World Ag Congress in St. Louis, where Novus International is holding another roundtable discussion specifically on sustainability. Quite a good attendance. A lot of the people who were at the World Ag Congress stayed for this roundtable, and quite a lively discussion already. But Thad, we're speaking with Thad Simons, who's president and CEO of Novus International. And Thad, we spoke to you at the very beginning of the Congress, and now we're going to visit again here at the end of the Congress and ask first, Novus had a huge involvement here at this Congress. What did you think about this year's Congress, and how do you think it met Novus's goals in being involved with it?
I think it's the best Congress we've ever had. This is the sixth time the organization's been going. Every 2 years we've had a Congress in St. Louis. And I think one of the reasons why this is the best Congress is people are really coming to understand and value agriculture again. We saw this with the increase in food prices last year. We've become sexy again as an industry, and there are the challenges that we're going to face over the next few decades in trying to feed the world are becoming clearer to the general public.
And we discussed a lot of those issues over the last couple of days. Sustainability, of course, keeps coming up, but also climate change and biofuels and any number of issues. How is Novus a global company, addressing some of the issues that are of concern to agriculture?
Well, we work with our customers in terms of improving their efficiency in their production, and by improving efficiency, you already have less waste going into the environment. So some of those challenges we've talked about, even today we're talking about in terms of how you have sustainable agricultural production, we'll be dealing with the issues of certainly a return to the farmer. There has to be food safety taken into consideration, animal well-being, and the environment. And as we look at those, the things that we work on, the nutritional programs we work with our customers, they're addressing all of those issues. I think the one other thing that really came out of this Congress is we've always tried to bring in the perspectives of government, private sector, and the NGOs or civil society. But there's always been in the past, I think, a bit of tension or between those different sectors. I think today we're seeing that there's really an opportunity for these three stakeholders really to work together more. And I think we start seeing that quite clearly in many of the comments that came forward, ways in which by working together, getting information out to farmers all around the world. Many places we don't have the extension service that we have in the U.S. We don't have the tradition of that. And working through NGOs on the ground, but providing them the right scientific information, really they can help to improve the productivity of farmers everywhere that's feeding the world, but they can do it in a way that will respect the environment and that will respect animal well-being and will maintain food safety, because all of these things are really important. It's not just we in the West that should have safe food or plentiful, affordable food. It's something that's very important for the whole world. And we can say, well, let's just worry about ourselves and leave the rest to take care of themselves. But the problem with that approach is that if you look in terms of history, many wars have been fought over food and adequate resources. And it will become an issue for us in terms of security. If we don't take positive measures to affect the production of food and being able to have adequate, affordable food for everyone in the world.
And Novus, in terms of sustainability, is not just talking about it like a lot of people do, but you're actually taking action. You're not just talking the talk, but you're walking the walk, too, with your new building. Tell us a little bit about that and how it fits in with the whole sustainability issue.
Sure. Well, thank you. We do have our new building. We just received the certification from the Green Building Council of the United States, which is we reached the highest level, the Platinum LEED, and that's Leadership in Environmental Energy and Environmental Design. So we received that highest distinction. We're very proud of that. It took a lot of planning. People always ask, does that cost you a lot of money? Well, in reality, we had a budget. We set a budget, and we benchmarked our investment against market rates and what it would have cost to have a conventional building. It did cost more in terms of time. That is true. It took more planning. But the financial returns will be there. So go back to sustainable. It had to be sustainable in terms of having economic financial return. But the other part of it was in terms of the environment. Certainly we'll have less impact on the environment because we'll use less energy. And the third part, the social part, which is still there as well, it was intended to really be open work environment, a team-based work environment. And the environmental design part of the LEED program is really focused on the employees, the work environment. And so it's very open, very light. Everyone has access to and can see outside. And so it's really trying to set a culture of communication, a culture of teamwork in the organization, and that will hopefully make us better as a supplier, better participant in our industry. The researchers and marketing people can collaborate more closely. So it's really that's the reason for the new building was that going for it being sustainable was really along those same principles of how we're going to do it in a way that certainly respects the needs of having a profitable return to our shareholders, but also having a good environment for our employees and minimizing our impact on the environment.
Well, and we're going to get a chance to look at that here, grand opening in just a couple of weeks, so that'll be exciting. Finally, the sustainability roundtable that we held this afternoon. What do you think about how this has come out, the discussion that's been here, the presenters that we've had? What's your reaction to what we've seen today?
So we started in the Congress at really the high level, you know, the 30,000 feet, 10,000 meter kind of view of the world, people from all over the world sharing different observations. This afternoon, it's been much more focused upon U.S. issues, consumer trust issues, really our license to operate in the food industry. Quite a bit of the focus, because of Novus being really from the animal nutrition side, a lot of our focus has really been around the environmental impact of animal production in this country, but also in terms of what are the things that really the tools that are available for us to affect that. Go back. We know that we can produce animals in a safe way and respectful to the animal well-being and with minimizing effect on the environment. But it's also important that consumers become better educated about the realities of animal welfare and animal productivity and even animal health. And some of the things that have come out is clearly some people would like to pay more for organic production, but they're very much unaware of the impact that has with regard to animal welfare. They're unaware of the threats to food safety that may come from there. And so they're very much unaware of the affordability factor that comes in. So maybe they can afford it, but it will not be something generally the population, even in this country, will be able to afford. So all of these are things that have been able to be shared today. We have also heard the other view, that if the world continues to produce more meat, it'll be impossible for the world to sustain that level of meat production and the consequences from it. That I disagree with that position. Of course, I come from an industry supporting that, but I think I can disagree with it because we do have technologies. We do have technologies for being able to capture the waste, to process the waste into energy. Those biogas systems exist. They are now affordable. We do have systems. We know how to feed the animals even more efficiently, and we can actually increase productivity quite dramatically by better nutrition and better care for the animals. So we have those tools already. It's not new technology, it's just getting the technology into the right hands. So I go back to the point that one of the biggest challenges we have as an industry, and I think from government and NGO, is making sure that the appropriate information is getting to people, to the farmers, and those systems are put in place so they can really be successful in what they're doing.
Thank you very much. That's Thad Simons, who is President and CEO of Novus International. Reporting from the World Ag Congress, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.